Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
I guess I haven't even been paying attention. The Powerball jackpot is up to $1.2 billion.
I feel like this happens more regularly now. It used to be an anomaly if it hit the billion, but it's starting to do it a little more often.
Didn't hit on Monday night, so the next drawing is Wednesday. It'll be one of the biggest prizes of all time. They've gone 33 consecutive drawings since somebody's won the whole thing. So that's why it's up to 1.2 billion.
Might need to wipe off your microphone there.
Clean up on aisle 6 over
there. I'm in the splash zone over here.
So here is a lottery expert, because one of you listening right now is going to win this. Telling you, giving you some advice on what exactly you need to do when you are playing and winning this lottery.
Well, just try to keep the circle of people that are involved or know about it as small as possible.
Yeah, you think?
That's pretty common
sense.
And who, as a little kid, who grows up and says, I want to be a lottery expert? That is a very unique job, to say the least.
I think he's just a CPA. He's calling himself a lottery expert.
Oh, okay.
I mean, your attitude would be different. You don't even have to tell anybody. Uh-huh. Like, if Kristen, if you walk in studio tomorrow and you know you want $1 billion and you don't tell us, your attitude is going to be different. You're taking no crap.
Are you even coming in, honestly?
After winning, yes, I wouldn't leave you all in the in the lurch. I wouldn't just abandon you and bail on you, but
I would.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not coming in.
I'm not coming in.
No way.
I'll Zoom maybe.
I'll call you for plans.
Right?
Yeah.
That's in a nice little text.
Yeah, I'm going to be hungover.
I'm still drunk.
And I'm probably in a different country. I find out at 6 o'clock I want $1 billion. I'm getting on a flight to wherever at 8.
It's not automatically just dumped into your bank account.
Yeah, but I know the money is coming.
Okay. So. You know they're good for it. Yes.
Clearly, we are the kind of people that should not win the lottery. Yes. All right, so again, it is on Wednesday.
Listen, you can do that. You don't show, that's fine. Just as long as we get a little something.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. I mean, my plan would be, I won't come in that morning.
Yeah.
And then I'll send a flight for you guys on the weekend, and we'll all hang out at whatever compound I just bought. For sure, yeah. All right, so to catch a cheater here, she thinks karma might be coming back to haunt her and that her husband might be messing around. She wants our help to get to the truth. Mo's got the email.
Maybe it's karma coming back to haunt me. But I suspect my husband might be cheating on me. Let me give you some context to explain why I'm feeling this way. My current husband and I got together while I was still married to my first husband, which ultimately led to the end of that marriage. I know, it's not the ideal way to start a relationship, and I can't deny that it might be catching up with me now. I can't help but wonder if my current husband might be doing the same thing to me that we did to my ex-husband. Lately, there have been some signs that make me uneasy. He's been distant, secretive with his phone, and there have been changes in his behavior that I can't quite put my finger on. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I need to find out the truth without accusing him outright and causing unnecessary drama in our relationship. I love my husband, and I want our relationship to work, but I also don't want to be blindsided by something I should have seen coming. Can you do War of the Roses? Thanks in advance. Tina.
You know what I realize here in reading these emails sometimes is that I say that infidelity goes on your permanent record, right? When you're with somebody, like, you'll probably never get back to 100% trust. If you guys are really mature about it, maybe you get back to 99%, but it goes on your internal permanent record also, because the way she's going to see things is she's probably using the experience that she's the one that screwed around. So when he's showing even little signs, That's already on her permanent record. Mm-hmm. So that's part of her experience. So now she's placing it on him. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, is that she is seeing behaviors in him that she saw in herself when she was cheating on her first husband.
I completely agree. But I guess if someone has the experience, they should probably see it coming before someone who doesn't. So maybe she's on to something.
Right.
Yeah, this is the downside of getting with the person that you cheated with, is you start to realize that patterns are a real thing, and infidelity, like, it does go on your permanent record for a reason. So I think you got every right to feel a little uneasy about this, and it'll be bad karma that comes around.
We read like an overwhelming statistic a couple of years ago on the show that when couples get together, that happened when one was screwing around on their other and they ended up in marriage in this new relationship, they don't work out. Like 80% of the time, they don't work out.
There's infidelity again down the road.
Yeah, that's
right. I believe that.
So we can try it with To Catch a Cheater tonight, and we'll have Tina on tomorrow, and we'll see if her instincts are right.
And if karma came to bite her in the butt.
Could be.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.